Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel files a brief at the Supreme Court asking the court to overrule Roe v. Wade because it is a racist, eugenic abortion decision. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. Holly, this is an amazing brief. It really exposed this racist eugenics that begins with Charles Darwin. We want to expound on that and was actually affirmed by the United States Supreme Court in a couple of its decisions. We represent about 70,000 African-American and Hispanic churches and millions of African-Americans and Hispanic-Americans across the United States. Collectively, we're asking the High Court to overturn its 1973 Roe v. Wade decision because legalized abortion is unconstitutional, violates the right to life, and supports racist eugenics.
You know, Matt, we've been talking about this all along, that Planned Parenthood, abortion is all, the foundation is racist eugenics to eliminate particularly the black population. But I think we're really going to unpack that a lot more with what we've uncovered with Darwin and also leading into Margaret Sanger as well.
Yeah, exactly. You know, this is a case that's before the Supreme Court. It's a Mississippi law that banned abortion after 15 weeks. That is pre-viability. And the courts struck it down using 40 to 50 years of precedent from the Supreme Court. And one particular judge at the Court of Appeals said that he had no choice because of what the Supreme Court said, but he's urging the Supreme Court to reconsider the Roe v. Wade decision. The Supreme Court could have easily let that decision stand because the court below actually applied the Supreme Court's 50 years or five decades, if you will, of precedent. They did what the Supreme Court told them to do, that you can't ban abortion pre-viability. The law did. The lower court struck it down, said the Supreme Court has given us no leeway. But the Supreme Court took the case, I believe, in order to review and reconsider, and I believe to overrule Roe v. Wade.
And you know, this is very exciting because this is a historic opportunity to overturn this horrendous, horrendous decision that has killed millions of babies' lives. And even Justice Thomas has already spoken out about this, especially in 2019 in another case. He said, we need to revisit this. This is wrong.
Yeah, no question. And so how does all this begin? It starts with Charles Darwin. And if you look at Charles Darwin's first book, most people just only refer to it by part of the name, The Origin of the Species, Origin of Species. But its full name is The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life.
Now, that's very telling, that title right there.
Preservation of Favored Races. Well, what's an unfavored race? Right. Now, that is part of his original The Origin of Species. No wonder why people that support Darwin don't want to use the entire book's title. It clearly sets forth his racist ideology to eliminate certain races and people. Now, in The Dark Side of Darwinism, written by Austin Anderson in a 2016 article, he discusses Darwin's second book, which is The Descent of Man, in which Darwin describes Australians, Mongolians, Africans, Indians, South Americans, Polynesians, even Eskimos as savages.
Can you imagine if he had written that book today?
I'm telling you, this was...
How is this not more public, you know?
He also goes on to say that it's clear that Darwin considered every population that is not white and European to be savage, and that white people were more intelligent and moral. In fact, not only did Darwin believe in white supremacy, but that white people are further evolved. This purported superiority justified to Darwin the extermination of these, quote, inferior races. Darwin wrote that as white Europeans, quote, exterminate and replace, close quote, the world's, quote, savage races, close quote, and as great apes go extinct, the gap between civilized man and his closest evolutionary ancestor will widen. In fact, the gap will eventually be between civilized man and some apes as low as a baboon instead of, at present, between the Negro or Australian and the gorilla.
So he's comparing black people to apes.
Yeah.
That is horrendous.
And what his view was is that under his evolutionary model of natural selection and the preservation of favored races, that people that are more evolved, more advanced, more intelligent are European white people. People that are lesser evolved, less intelligent, closer to apes and baboons are people who have darker skin, black and brown skin.
So it's like he's saying black people have not evolved to the point where they're white yet.
Exactly. That's exactly Darwin's view, and that's set forth in his second book, The Descent of Man. This is Darwin's theory, and so to actually teach this in the schools is racist. Now, what happened is in 1927, the Supreme Court adopted this racist eugenics, because what happened is Darwin set this in motion in The Origin of Species by Means of Natural Selection or the Preservation of Favored Races in the Struggle for Life, that's the full title, and in his second book, The Descent of Man. That infiltrated a lot of individuals and was very popular in the 1920s. J.D. Rockefeller, the Carnegie Institute, so many others adopted this Darwinianism along with Adolf Hitler and Margaret Sanger. So what they wanted to do is eliminate certain races from the planet so that human evolution could continue to advance. You wouldn't be brought down by these lower class individuals. And so what they originally did is they forcibly went to people who were in these unfavored classes, certain races, certain people that were of, quote, low intelligence and others, people that had epileptic seizures, and they put them in sanitariums. They put them in sanitariums where they wanted to keep them until they progressed and aged past childbearing age, but that was too expensive because that took many, many years. They did it against their will. So then what they did is they said, we need to speed this up. Virginia passed a law, and that law was that they could forcibly sterilize someone so you wouldn't have to keep them for decades past childbearing age. You can forcibly sterilize them.
And that's what happened in the Supreme Court, Buck versus Bell.
Yeah.
Right? His racist ideology influenced the decision in that case.
Yeah, it is unbelievable. Written by Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes, Jr., this is what it says. Quote, it is better for all the world if instead of waiting to execute degenerate offspring for crime or to let them starve for their imbecility, society can prevent those who are manifestly unfit from continuing their kind. The principle that sustains compulsory vaccination is broad enough to cover the cutting of the fallopian tubes. Three generations of imbeciles are enough. The United States Supreme Court, 1927, when the Nazis were on trial in Nuremberg for the Nuremberg trials, they actually raised the Buck versus Bell decision in defense of their eugenics in Nazi Germany and elsewhere.
It's unbelievable.
This is the Supreme Court of the United States.
Yeah.
So Margaret Sanger saw that first, you could sterilize people. Secondly, you could then use contraception so that people could not procreate. And she put these contraception clinics in black and brown neighborhoods. And then abortion was addressed by the Supreme Court, and that eugenics racist philosophy going back to Darwin was adopted in 1973 by the High Court in a 7-2 decision, and Sanger then began expanding her contraception clinics to abortion clinics, and thus today that's why you see so many disparaging numbers among the black and brown population where the highest abortion rates. And that's why you see all of these abortion clinics set right in the most populous black counties in the country.
You know, and many, many lives, including unborn babies, have been taken as a result of these terrible decisions. So it's time for the Supreme Court to make it right and overturn Roe versus
Absolutely.
Wade. Absolutely. Now.
And an estimated 247 black babies are
right.
aborted every day. And I think that's probably a lower number because of these chemical abortions that don't necessarily track that. These are likely the surgical abortions, 247 every single day. It is time for the Supreme Court to slam the door on this shameful history that it's been a part of and overrule Roe v. Wade and its subsequent decisions that sanctioned adopted racist eugenics at the highest level. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. I encourage you to read this brief. It is a critical exposition of this major issue at the Supreme Court.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.